Welcome to Franchise Voice, the podcast from the International Franchise Association. I'm your host, Jack Munson. And we have another in our special series of shows recorded live at the IFA 2024 convention. All right, we are back in Franchise City on the Franchise Voice, speaking now with Omar Solomon and Nick Friedman from College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. Gentlemen, good to see you again.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
So you are the big winners this year of the Entrepreneurs of the Year Award. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And tell me a little bit about how it feels to win that award. You've received some other awards in the past, but Entrepreneurs of the Year, tell me about that.
You know, it's an awesome experience. I remember our first IFA, and we were like a deer in the headlights. We didn't know anything about franchising. It seemed so abstract to us, and everyone seemed very successful. And then to that now win this Entrepreneur of the Year Award, it's a testament to our brand, our team, and IFA for cultivating and growing an impactful brand in College Hunks.
Yeah, it felt almost like a homecoming for us.
Yeah.
You know, we remember being here and sort of chasing down mentors from the various speakers and other award winners who helped provide us guidance and insights and learnings on our journey. So to then be able to come back here, see those mentors, but also have an opportunity to get recognized for our brand, it just felt like, you know, we've sort of arrived. And you know, hearing Deion Sanders speak after us, he said, "Know when it's your moment," and that sort of resonated with me. It was like, wow, this is our moment. We have to be very present in this moment as well.
That was a great moment for you, and you brought your families with you on this trip as well.
Yes.
And between both of your families, that's a pretty large crew.
It was six kids between us. He's got four, I have two. So a lot of plane tickets, but it was Deion also talked about the white rabbit. What's that thing that you're always chasing? And certainly our kids and our family is a big part of that. And then the other piece is blessing other people, which is what she talked about, helping franchisees and team members achieve wealth, success, and fulfillment.
Yeah, and I think that's what the franchise system and the International Franchise Association is all about, is just cultivating the supportive environment for people to help others become successful and to achieve personal and professional fulfillment. For us to be able to celebrate the award with our kids, which we didn't have any when we first started franchising, and now, you know, neither one of us were married at the time, now to be able to kind of show them where we started and where we are now, that was a meaningful moment. The franchise industry is a very family-focused industry.
Oh,
it's supportive,
yeah.
And, you know, I've seen some of our mentors' kids now being professionals in the industry as well, so it's been pretty cool.
So tell us a little bit of the backstory on College Hunks. How long have you been around now?
So we started with a cargo van in 2003. So that was in Washington, D.C. one summer. My mom dubbed us the College Hunks who haul junk. So she saw hunks in us, although maybe others didn't. So that was the summer 2003. And then 2005, we started with one truck in Washington, D.C. and then began franchising in 2008.
Yeah, you know, we always tell the story. We went out and bought an 800 number and had it routed to our cell phone because we wanted to look like a bigger brand. So we slapped the 800 number on the back of our truck, and we were still the ones driving the truck. So people would call to complain about driving, and we'd be the one answering the phone and be like, "Oh no, we'll fire those guys when they get back to the office. We don't condone that type of driving in our company." So fired ourselves three or four times that first summer. Finally learned, actually through the IFA, that you have to learn how to work on the business, not in the business, if you want to grow and scale. And that was kind of the key light bulb moment for us, is if we're ever going to have another truck, let alone another location, we've got to learn how to create the systems and processes and people for the business to eventually, and the brand eventually, to expand.
So franchising now for, if I'm doing the math right, about 15, 16
That's
years,
right,
something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah. We call it the business a 20-year overnight success, 15-year franchise overnight
yeah.
success.
Yeah. You know what I love, though, is as you guys were coming into the studio, you were talking about some of the things that you saw in the exhibit hall on the way in here. And there are a lot of people who, after being involved in this for 15, 16 years, wouldn't still be going around –
learning about, you know, some new technology that you saw today or something like that. So kudos to keeping that learning up and staying in front of everything.
One of our core values that we are really passionate about is called building leaders. And we believe that leadership and learning go hand in hand. And actually, I can remember very clearly in 2014, we were here at IFA, and Fred DeLuca, the founder of Subway, who has since unfortunately passed away, he was here doing the same thing, walking the trade show floor, taking flyers, sticking it in his bag. And I remember thinking, man, he's a multi-billionaire. He's got a brand that's beyond, you know, he could be on his yacht sailing around the world right now, and he's here learning about the franchise industry. So that really resonated with me, and I don't think we're never done learning, growing, building.
Yeah, there are so many people in this building right now that have a Fred DeLuca story because he took the time. I met him one time for about 90 seconds, but, you know, so we all have, if we were around back then, we've got a Fred DeLuca story, and one of these days somebody will have a Nick and Omar story along the way, too. There's a lot of young franchisors here, a lot of entrepreneurs who are looking to, you know, maybe get into this business or push their dream forward. You talk to a lot of those guys. What kind of advice are you giving people these days if they're just starting out here in 2024? Is there something that you're telling them, look out for this, or make sure you do that? Anything come to mind?
Yeah, I would say that the first thing I tell them is there's no silver bullet. It's patience and persistence is going to be the key. But franchisee profitability is everything. So the proving the model is the key. So focusing on getting your one unit or your two units profitable and satisfied, that will then allow you to scale the business.
Yeah, Omar hit it on the head. No overnight success happens overnight. As impatient as entrepreneurs tend to be, you've got to remember that, you know, even Amazon took 20 years to turn profitable. Now, hopefully as a franchisor, you'll turn profitable much faster than that, but you may not reach the level of economic fulfillment that quickly. And so having a vision, having a purpose, having a set of values that get you out of bed in the morning, those are very critical when you're setting off on this very long journey.
Excellent. Couple more questions and then we'll let you go. This year's theme at the IFA is Franchise Smarter. What does that mean to you, and how does that apply to what you're doing and your franchisees are doing?
You know, I think what that Franchise Smarter means is exactly what I mentioned about franchisee unit economics. It's not putting franchisees in a position of either selling the franchise to the wrong person or putting them in a position of not having the profits to continue to scale the business. So it's being picky in who you allow into the brand. It's providing the support to allow them to be successful. And then it's having that mindset that what's good for the franchisee is going to be also good for the franchisor.
Yeah, and I think it also, you know, the mindset of the rising tide lifts all boats in franchising. And so we're in this together, franchisee and franchisor, you know, government and private sector. We've got to look at this as a collective whole to win together, and doing it smartly, not haphazardly, not trying to shortcut the success. All of those things come into play.
Final question, and this is kind of an overview of franchising in general. What's the one thing about franchising that you wish everybody in the world understood?
That's a tough question.
I'll start with two things, but okay. The one thing is that it's not easy, because a lot of people think there's this glamorized view of franchising. I'm going to hang up a shingle that says I'm a franchisor and I'm going to collect passive income and royalty stream. That's farthest from the truth. It's a long journey to help others become successful. And so getting into it for the right reasons, I think, is important. That will probably be the second half of takeaway of franchising.
What he said. I agree.
Now, that's a good partnership. How does that work with both of you guys? You've worked together now for 20 years or so, right?
And we knew each other we met in 10th grade in high school.
So. Oh, my gosh. So how does that work together? Do you kind of leave off where the other one picks up? Or any secrets that you want to share for any of these folks out there that are starting a partnership right now?
Wait. We always say that our vision and our values are in alignment. That's static. That goes unchanged. Now, we may not always agree on the tactics or the path to get to the vision, and that's where I think the level of trust and communication comes into play, because we can argue with each other and we keep it moving after we argue with each other. There's no resentment. There's no taking things personally. We just keep it going. And I forget, there's a quote, I don't know if this is Mother Teresa or similar, but it's, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Mm-hmm. And I think that pertains to partnership. I think that pertains to franchising as a whole. And that's been our mindset.
Yeah, not fast, but far with
right.
a good partner. So
I like
terrific.
That.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Nick and Omar from College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. Congratulations on the Entrepreneur of the Year Award, and we will see you down the road here in Franchise City.
Thank you.
Thank you
Appreciate
for everything
it.
You're doing to spotlight franchising.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We are back on Franchise Voice right in the middle of Franchise City, which is the big exhibit hall at IFA 2024, chatting once again with Jamie Isaacs. He's the president of All Points Public Relations. Hey, Jamie, how's the show going so far?
It's outstanding. Great to be in the Sun City. Phoenix is a wonderful town to be having this, and the turnout's been really solid. We've got a great presence right outside the exhibit hall, and thanks to the IFA for letting us brainstorm with them for a wonderful sponsorship this year. It's been great for us, and I love seeing our clients and prospective clients and friends in the industry like yourself.
Yeah, well, it was great to see you, and I like seeing your setup right outside of the exhibit hall. That's a pretty smart place to be. It's where everybody needs to go for coffee all day.
Yeah, we sponsor the refreshment stands. We've got our booth there and a lot of our own nourishment. So for clients and anyone here at the conference and convention to enjoy. So the IFA really has allowed us to be creative with the sponsorship, so it's great. And we had the nice opportunity here to celebrate All Points and its global franchise PR firm of the year. So thanks for hosting that, Jack.
Yeah, that was a great event from Global Franchise Magazine, and congratulations on being Global PR firm of the year for this year. Well deserved, and those guys do a pretty nice award show and just kind of nice event to kick off the IFA. So.
It was nice, great validator for us overall as an agency, and I agree with you. I pull for that magazine, I pull for that company, and really hope that they get to continue to put on great magazines. They do some other kind of marketing as a publication group, and that was a real stamp of approval for us, and to have you involved as the MC of the night was just great.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So anybody coming to next year's IFA, make sure you put that on your calendar to come to the Global Franchise Awards. A lot of the events and roundtables and discussions here have been about marketing, of course, which you and I like.
Yes,
right? We
want
to have more conversations about marketing as possible. But really a lot of them have centered on AI when it comes to marketing and when it comes to franchising. So what are some of the things that you're hearing out there right now from people here at the show and franchisors when they're talking about AI? Are people still just kind of scared? Are they uneducated as to what's going on? What do you see happening on the street here?
To me, there's a mix of fear, kind of, I'll dip my toe in the water, but can't spend the time and energy to get fully immersed in AI. And then there's the folks who really know the game.
Yeah.
So you have folks who are dipping their toes, folks who really know the game, and then you have folks that just fear it and don't want to deal with it. And there's opportunities, let's just say, to really elevate their marketing game by adopting it and understanding it and really immersing their companies into it. So I also feel like there's individuals that get it and don't really know how to put it into their business yet. So I think we're seeing all the feelings about it come to life here at the conference, much more than last year where there was one breakout session. Some people went to it, most didn't. And we were kind of like, we know it's coming, but this year the IFA conference really has immersed itself in it.
Yeah, it is kind of like AI itself, where it isn't just a separate thing or a separate track or a separate conference. It's really woven into all of the marketing and much of the operations and many of the other events and panels and that kind of thing.
Yeah, fully agree with you that they made it a purpose at this year's convention not to keep it as a separate track, but really to just say it is in operations, it is in marketing, it's in how franchisees should be running their business and how franchisors should be shaping their business model. So it's really fully part of the curriculum here this year, and I appreciate it, and I'm ready to really get myself caught up on it. I dabble in it myself. I'm one of the dabblers, I'd say. My wife, Lauren, who runs the business with us, she's fully in it. She's run full seminars on it at our office. We've had Northwestern professors from the great school in Evanston, Illinois, come in and train us on it. So some people use it more often than not in our office, but we need to really be promoting it more in terms of use. We have graphic designers using it through Canva and through the Adobe Suite. Hmm. We have PR professionals in our office using it through ChatGPT. So it needs to become just a daily kind of resource and tool for us. And I need to just make sure that I'm as caught up on it so that I can give better guidance on it.
Let's talk about some of the PR professionals on your team that are using it. Are they writing a lot of content? Are they consulting with ChatGPT for questions? What are the types of things that a PR person in franchising would do every day with AI?
Sure, and I think the most critical component of it is responsibility, right? The responsibility and kind of professional nature of using ChatGPT really gets optimized when there's training that happens with the actual platform, right? And they call it training. So you train your ChatGPT interface to know your brand voice, know your client's brand voice. And when it's used responsibly, when it's used in a way that PR professionals can speak the brand voice, only then should PR professionals be using it. To simply say, write a press release on XYZ brand just isn't going to get it done. Even if you use it like we say, like use it as an intern, use it as someone that isn't quite at your skill level, but have them get you the first draft, even at that point it has to be someone that knows the brand to a certain level. And that's what you do with ChatGPT. You train it, then you can write a first draft, so to speak, of a pitch, maybe the outline of a press release.
And that might be the thing that we weren't doing a year ago that people are doing now, right?
That's exactly
like,
right.
Like really getting the brand voice right. And instead of just saying, hey, write some content, because that we've had programs that could write things for many years, but they don't really get the brand voice. And in your line of business, my line of business, that's really important.
You got to be able to tell the story and represent storytelling properly. So at our agency, we are using it to I would say, kind of give us a leg up in the press release writing, give us a leg up in media pitching, give us a leg up in writing any sort of article that we might be doing as well. On top of that, we're using it for social media content. We're using it in graphic design, right? There is AI built into graphic design and the Adobe Suite and Canva. And we use it in email writing, headline writing in advertising, all formats of digital. So what I really want to stress is the responsible nature use of it, not just the use of it, but using it responsibly and informed use of it. And that's when you really get to optimize the value of the AI tools that are out there. What I'm wanting to see happen is you now have a Microsoft tool, you have a Google tool, you have an Amazon tool, and then you have kind of the generic ChatGPT.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to see us embedded into our tools, into our Microsoft use, into our Google use, and then it really becomes, you know, a process and system. And that's where we have to get as an organization.
And that really could be where this is all going, especially for content creators, marketers, public relations professionals, where it isn't so much about a specific app that does something that, let's face it, at some point is just going to be a stunt or a trick. But it's really the AI that Google, Microsoft, Apple, Facebook, Meta, and some of the others. It's really what they're building into their tools that you and your team will be using more and more, I'm guessing, right? Especially when it comes to Microsoft and Facebook and so forth.
That's the way it has to be, right? It's got to be like a search button, bar on every app that we use on our computers, on our phone. And we should have an ongoing dialogue with it. I learned so much here at the convention, I will say. This morning's session, I feel like I'm going to take a lot back from this morning's session, which was navigating the AI revolution, transforming franchise businesses for the future. The gentleman who spoke, wonderful guy, Sean Dubrovic. I didn't know him from Adam until I read his bio and then started listening to him this morning. It was a wonderful session for 2 hours, just, you know, getting consuming information. And that's, I would say, the first time in a handful of years where I felt like I'm listening to something that I'm going to take away something back that really is going to make a difference in my organization.
One last thing I wanted to ask you before we go. Anything new happening with AllPoints or your other big passion project, the Northern Illinois Franchise Association? You've got some events coming up, yes?
Yeah, we do have NIFA, the Northern Illinois Franchise Association, is hosting its first quarter get-together March 14th. Listen to this, Jack. At Culver's in Wrigleyville.
Culver's, count me in.
Let's get your butter burgers.
But Wrigleyville, that's even better.
Yeah, so the owner of this Culver's, he's a franchisee. He's building Culver's throughout the Chicago market, proper Chicago. He already has one location in, I guess would be considered Rogers Park, like right at Peterson and Lincoln Avenue. And then he's got another location in Wrigleyville, and he's building them throughout the city. A wonderful kind of story of this individual gentleman who has built an empire for himself through Culver's. And so he's going to be the keynote also. So it's at Culver's. He's writing, he's leading the discussion. And we're so excited that Baron Waller is his name. Baron Waller will be a great contributor to NIFA. With regards to AllPoints, we've been, you know, continuing to grow our team. We're always looking for great talent. So if anyone out there is interested in letting us know about individuals that want to be hired, we're in the hiring phase. But we're growing our team. We've got great team members and just a wonderful crew that's helping us get to the next level, where we are doing, you know, obviously the PR, the social, the content, graphic design, digital formats. So really, I'm excited about where we're headed as an organization.
Excellent. And if anyone would like to contact you about any of that growth or opportunities or even some of the things that you could provide a client, where can we send them? Either website, LinkedIn, where would you like to go?
It's All Points PR everywhere. So allpointspr.com, it's All Points PR on LinkedIn, it's All Points PR on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We're loving our I don't know that there's an agency that does TikTok better than us. I keep looking for it. Jack, if you're not following us on TikTok, you got to check it out. It
All
is
right.
fun.
I certainly will, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us here in Franchise City at IFA 2024. Jamie Isaacs from All Points Public Relations. Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening to Franchise Voice from the International Franchise Association. For more information, go to franchise.org.